The past few years have seen increased awareness of racism and bigotry in our country. Of course, racism has always been present, but today many are noticing a number of disturbing trends and incidents. Our national dialogue has increased on issues of institutional racism, a spike in blatant action by some police against people who are culturally or linguistically diverse, and indifference or apathy by many toward racism and bigotry. How do educators fit into this? One WSU Vancouver professor, Catherine Rodella, cites, quote, "the continual need for culturally and linguistically diverse student, family, and community leadership and voice in education practice and policy," end quote. One way our college helps advance opportunity and equity is by engaging in activities that help advance social justice. One of these is the International Globalization, Diversity, and Education Conference, which the college holds annually. We caught up with A.G. Rudd, Distinguished Professor of Cultural Studies and Social Thought in Education, who chaired this year's Globalization Conference.
Covering all aspects of teaching and learning, educational leadership and psychology, kinesiology, and sport management, it's Education Eclipse from Washington State University.
Back with Distinguished Professor A.G. Rudd. A.G. is the chair of the Globalization, Diversity, and Education Conference. AG, this is the 12th annual international conference for this. Just explain briefly, what is Globalization Conference?
The Globalization Conference is something that we've done at Washington State University for the past 12 years to focus upon issues of globalization, meaning how do we see our world? Do we see our world as a diverse world, or do we see our world as the same? What do we see in around the world, and what do we see educationally developing around the world? We also focus upon diversity, and that's very important to our particular program area that I'm a part of that has really started and works with this conference, although it's a college-wide conference. To emphasize thinking about various ways of looking at diversity, race, gender, class, all sorts of things, age. So those are some of the things that we've focused on in this conference.
Obviously, the College of Education, the things you deal with education. We often just say cultural studies program, but if you just said cultural studies, I mean, that sounds like it might be in a sociology department. In reality, and as we talked earlier, it's the Oxford comma. Does it exist or not exist? In your official program name, it's cultural studies and social thought. That is all one thing in education. So it all involves education.
Right. The way that we have talked about our program is very important. If we just talked about cultural studies, you're right, we could be in anthropology, sociology, some department in the College of Arts and Sciences, but we're cultural studies and social thought in education. Social thought is very important to us because we focus on schools as being part of a social unit, a part of society. The interactions between school and society are very important to us. So it's cultural studies and social thought, you're right, no Oxford comma, in education.
Every conference, of course, that you ever go to, usually you're going to have a theme, and the Globalization Conference is no different. In this one, it's moving the dialogue on race, culture, and equity forward in education. So where are we moving it from, and where are we moving this to? So where do we sit right now, and how important is that to move it forward, and what are we trying to accomplish?
Well, we've made tremendous strides in moving the dialogue about race forward in this country over the past 100 years or so. But we believe, many of us believe, that we are in a position where we are slipping backwards about the dialogue about race and culture and so forth. We need to keep that on the front burner. We've seen things happen in this country with police brutality and the Ferguson and so forth. Those are very real, and we're very concerned about that. So what we would like is to have people talk about this. How does race continue to impact education? How does culture impact it? We need to keep those right up front, and those are very important in the kind of work that we do in my program area.
let me just get a little more personal. For you, how fun is this conference? Because some conferences aren't that fun. This one seems to be a lot of fun for a lot of people.
This conference is a great deal of fun. For one thing, it is very graduate student friendly. So we have many of our own graduate students and graduate students at other universities. It's an international conference. Largely, it's the Pacific Northwest, but we have people come from all over the country, and we have some people from outside the country.
I spoke to a kid this morning, a young man from Norway.
From Norway, yes. We had someone from Sweden last, so maybe we have a Scandinavian connection going on there. But what is important about the conference is that it's a relatively small conference. About 150 people are part of it, usually around that. And we really focus on giving supportive feedback to younger scholars, particularly younger professors, younger graduate students. And we also try to open it up to people in the community. We try to get people involved that aren't necessarily academics, and we've had some success in that. So we really try to make it an open kind of affair. We have good food, we have music, we usually have a performance this year. We have Crit Calibs, who's a Native American storyteller. So we try to, you know, feed all the senses with our conference and make it an open, welcoming, hospitable kind of place to engage in the life of the mind and the life of the heart.
Now, you did say music and dancing. Are we going to see you on the dance floor tonight?
I have been known to, you know, cut a figure on the dance floor, but I would not say that I'm a dancer. But, you know, I get out there and I do my part.
All right. Thanks so much. Distinguished Professor of Cultural Studies and Social Thought in Education, A.G. Rudd, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Brandon. A pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Education Eclipse, a College of Education podcast from Washington State University.